For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth.
For our rural communities to succeed and thrive and be successful, broadband is going to be critical to that success. I don't know any other way to put it.
That's State Senator Thomas Alexander. He says the coronavirus pandemic accelerated efforts to improve high-speed internet connectivity throughout the state. According to Palmetto Care Connections, more than 500,000 South Carolinians lack access to high-speed, reliable internet.
COVID-19, if it has done nothing else, it has taught us that. It has taught us two things. One, telehealth is essential, and it is part of our future. And two, broadband is necessary for everybody to have. Just because you live in a small town doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to compete with your neighbors in a larger community.
That's Kathy Swarting, the Chief Executive Officer of Palmetto Care Connections. The nonprofit connects healthcare providers to patients in rural and underserved areas, mainly through telehealth. In the last few years, they've expanded their mission to connecting broadband to rural communities across the state.
In order to do that, patients have to have access and they have to be able to utilize that virtual care platform to connect with their provider. And we've seen that there are a lot of patients that can't connect for lots of different reasons. They don't have a computer at home. They don't have internet, or they don't have internet and they don't have a computer. They don't have adequate cell coverage.
The Federal Communications Commission estimates 650,000 South Carolinians lack access to high-speed internet. Rural areas suffer the most, but many homes in populous areas lack access too.
You know, we think about rural and we say rural, but a lot of unserved areas could be just down the street. It may be that the lines go so far, but they need to go further.
State lawmakers recently approved a bill that offers a solution. It lets electric co-ops lease out space on existing power poles to broadband providers. Then, providers can run high-speed internet lines. Senator Alexander praised the legislation, but says there are other obstacles to overcome. Reliable internet comes at a cost.
There are two big problems with broadband access.
That's Dr. Rick Foster, a consultant on population health and health equity for the State Departments of Environmental Control and Health and Human Services. He says the expense is a burden for many people.
One is the rural issue, which is going to require, I think, both policy funding and programmatic changes. And that's just where in rural communities where we don't have any broadband access now. But the other area are communities where there is broadband access, but individuals and families can't afford it. The expense is the barrier.
Dr. Foster adds the business sector could play a role in meeting community needs by providing technology and resources.
This is something they should be doing as good community partners, as good South Carolina citizens, so to speak. That coverage and funding for the broadband is going to serve many, many wonderful, important purposes. We don't usually get the opportunity to fund an effort like this.
One important purpose is telehealth. Demand for telehealth services has been soaring amid the coronavirus pandemic. The South Carolina Telehealth Alliance reports there were 1.3 million telehealth visits between January and June of this year.
Now that we see that telehealth can have great value in a much broader sense, as far as improving outcomes, reducing cost, we need to make sure that those who need it the most have access to it.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.